Finally today, we're going to hear from Erin Miller. She describes herself as the proud granddaughter of a World War II pilot WASP. That stands for Women Air Force Service Pilots. They flew non-combat missions during the war to free up men who were allowed to fly combat. It might surprise you to know that under current rules, those female pilots cannot be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. A bill introduced in Congress this week could change that. That's what Erin Miller wants for all the WASPs, including her grandmother, Elaine Harmon, who died last year.
My grandmother was just a generally very adventurous person. Her father was actually a professional baseball player in the 1910s and 1920s here in the United States. He played for the White Sox, the Orioles, all this stuff. So they traveled around a lot when she was small. So I think she was just used to doing kind of adventurous and different things.
Right.
She saw an advertisement for a program to learn how to fly. And she said, oh, that sounds like something I'd be interested in doing. I think it was $40 for the whole class to get a license and everything.
Wow.
And she said, you know, my mom would never have let me do this. So I asked my father, since he was the crazy baseball player adventurer. And he said, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And sent her $40. And she signed up and learned how to fly locally at the College Park Airport there in Maryland.
So what kind of missions was she on?
After she was done with her training, she went to Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas. Most of her duties included training the male pilots that were going to go overseas. So she would train them on instrument training. So essentially she would be sitting in the plane and looking around and making sure everything was going fine. And the men would be under the hood. And the purpose was to teach them to fly without being able to see outside of the airplane and only being able to look at their instruments. And so flying the whole plane, just looking at the panel inside the plane. And so her job was basically to make sure they didn't crash the plane. And she also co-piloted the B-17 bomber.
Did you ever speak with her about that? You know, that she was this trained pilot and wasn't allowed to fly combat missions, but she was allowed to teach male pilots to go into battle and potentially die.
My grandmother and the women that she served with, the other WASP, were just really excited to be able to serve their country. You know, they would gladly have gone overseas if they had been allowed to. They had no hesitation at that. They were just very glad to serve their country, and 38 of them did die during their service.
In the early 1940s, how rare was it for a woman to even kind of step up and say, I want to join the WASPs? Was she a pioneer?
It was extremely rare for women to be in the military at all, much less flying airplanes. These were the first women trained to fly military airplanes, so they are trailblazers in the military community. They've pretty much paved the way for all the following female pilots.
You and your family members have this campaign to allow your grandmother's ashes to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Explain why this is so important to your family and why she's been denied this honor so far.
Well, my family is from the Washington, D.C. area, so Arlington is, in a way, our local cemetery. We have several family members already buried there, including my great-great-aunt. She served in World War I, actually, in the Navy. Additionally, my grandmother left us a letter stating that it is her final wishes to have her ashes placed at Arlington National Cemetery. And it is important to her because she feels Arlington is not just a military cemetery, but it's also a historic kind of museum, and it showcases different groups of military people and the service they provided. And she feels that the WASP group needs to have representation at Arlington.
I understand that ashes of WASPs had been allowed at Arlington until last year, but then Defense Secretary John McHugh rescinded those privileges. What was the reason?
We've kind of had to discern that it's something to do with space. But honestly, we're not asking for in-ground burial, which is more of a concern. We're asking for inurnment in the wall. So, and they recently, a couple years ago, built several new spaces for ashes to be placed. So we really don't feel that it's a space issue is a good reason for them to deny this.
When you tell younger members of your family about your grandmother's service with the WASPs, what will you tell your grandchildren?
I tell people that my grandmother was very adventurous. She encouraged all of her grandchildren to go out and follow their dreams and pursue everything because she loved the United States. She said this was the greatest country in the world, and she was very proud to live here. She had an American flag on her front porch every single day of her life. On the 4th of July, she lined her entire driveway with tiny little American flags. I mean, she was like the most patriotic person I've ever met. So she would be extremely disappointed to learn that this decision has been made because she would feel like her country has betrayed her.
Erin Miller is the granddaughter of World War II WASP pilot Elaine Harmon. Thank you very much, and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you very much for your interest in our story.
And that's all from us today. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow, right here from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston.
PRI, Public Radio International.